Well, I've done 3 EBAs and haven't found any hint of communication hitch. I dug one of the rovers and had a good drive around, but after days of wandering, I think it's time to give up. The storm probably blew the dish far away and then erased any drag marks or scuffs that might have led to a trial. Probably even buried it too. I spent most of the day out at what's left of the communication array. It's really a sorry sight. I may as well yell towards Earth for all the goods that damn things will do me. I could throw together a redemptory dish out of metal I found around the base, but this isn't something worky-worky-talky I'm working with here. Communicating from Mars to Earth is a pretty big deal, and requires extremely specialized equipment. I won't be able to whip something up with tongfeel and gum. I need to ratio my EVAs as well as food. The carbon dioxide filters are not cleanable. Once they are saturated, they are done. The mission accounted for a 4-hour EVA per crew member per day. Fortunately, the carbon dioxide filters are light and small, so NASA has the luxury of sending more than what we need. All told, I have about 1,500 hours worth of carbon dioxide filter. After that, any EVAs I do will have to be managed with bloodletting the air. 1,500 hours may sound like a lot, but I'm faced with spending at least 4 years here if I'm going to have any hope of rescue. With a minimum of several hours per week dedicated to swapping off of the solar array. Anyway, no needless EVAs. In other news, I'm starting to come up with an idea for food. My botanic background may come in useful after all. Why bring a botanist to Mars? After all, it's famous for not having anything growing here. Well, the idea was to figure out how well things grow in Martian gravity and see what, if anything, we can do with the Martian soil. The short answer is, quite a lot. Almost. Martian soil has a basic building blocks needed for plant growth, but there's a lot of stuff going on in the Earth soil that Mars soil doesn't have. Even when it's placed in the Earth's atmosphere and given plenty of water, bacterial activities, certain nutrients provided by animal life, etc., none of that is happening on Mars. One of my tasks for the mission was to see how plants grow here, in various combination of Earth or Mars soil and atmosphere. That's why I have a small amount of Earth soil and a bunch of plant seed with me. I can't be too excited, however. It's about the amount of soil you'd put in the Windows planter box, and the only seed I have are a few species of grass and ferns. They are the most rugged and easily growing plants on Earth, so NASA picked them up as the test subjects. So I have two problems now. Not enough dirt, and nothing edible to plant in it. But I'm a botanist. Damn it. I should be able to find a way to make this happen. If I don't, I'll really be a hungry botanist in about a year.